Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm so darn glad you're here. I don't know what to do. Wally Bach is here. I know. Settle down. It's going to be a wild ride. Buckle up. Wally is one of our original Brain Trust members. He is one of the two truly original founding members of our Brain Trust. He's a 1997 model, and He's the guy we turn to when we want to know about how to get that book out of us. He has a lot of credentials. He's pretty much a Renaissance man, but these days and for some time now, he's been helping people get the book out of them. It's deep in them, and we talk about from time to time, and he's here to recommend three that we should read this year. Wally, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. Make me sound old, man. That's not fair.
You are old, dude. I hate to break it to you, but you are old. Hey, yeah, listen. At our stage in life, and I'm calling this the fourth quarter of our career. Not the red zone. Not the 2-minute drill. We're in the fourth quarter. I don't mind saying that. In our age, you know, it's not actually not a bad thing to be called old, because that means you're still breathing. You're still vertical.
Still upright. You got it.
That's exactly
right.
Every day
above ground is a good day.
That's right. So I was talking to I have been doing some programming. You might not be, hopefully you won't be too upset to know that I talk about book publishing even when you're not here. But we have been talking recently about
like Tuesday or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think it was. About how to get a book out of
you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we're talking about how to get a book out of you if you got one in you. And all the different reasons why it's a good idea. I mean, maybe you've got some literary purpose, or maybe you've got a business purpose. It doesn't matter. If it's in you, it should come out of you. And these days, because of people like you and technology and a few other resources, it's easier than ever to put it into a form that you can hold in your hand and be proud of. What do you think?
Well, I think that's true, but I would add something to it. Because it's so easy, it's easy to do crap.
To not do it right.
And
yeah.
I talked to a guy yesterday. He wants to know how he can write a great book in a week. I said, you can't. Just don't. You know, you can write an awful book in a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you can't. I don't care who you are. The people that I work with are mid-career, almost always subject matter experts.
Mm-hmm.
They've got their facts right at their fingertips. They know their material cold because they've been speaking about it and writing about it in short forms for decades, a couple of them. And they can't do it in a week. So,
yeah, right.
You know,
it's
guess
ridiculous.
What? You can't do it in a week either.
Well, you know, when I told someone the other day, I mean, as you know, I talk to a lot of people who want to start books on my show, people who are, as you say, the people you're just talking about. And I encourage them. I say, when's your book coming out? When are you going to get your book? You know, and they ask me about the process, and I tell them, well, when you've written the book completely, it's done. You're through with it. You're ready to release it yourself. You, the author. Don't be surprised if it takes a year, a full year, just to edit it. What do you think, Wally?
Well, I think it depends on what you mean by edit. But what I can tell you is.
Well, the different stages, the different stages of editing.
Well,
you and I both know that you've got three,
if you're talking about
three or four
edit,
different
as
filters
the, as
to
the
pop,
basic
drop it
revisions
through.
That you do, then it takes the people that I work with, Jim, a year or more. Some of them, one of them, almost 4 years. It takes at least four full revisions, and that's you know, you can call that editing or revision or whatever mm-hmm. you want to do. And then it goes to a third-party professional editor.
Right. No, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the whole. No. When I said the revisions, when I said editing, I meant after you're through revising it. I mean, when you're done with it as an author, Then the editing process, the two or three different editing filters you have to drop through, that could take a year.
We may be using different words to talk about
this. It doesn't matter. You're right about it. It can't be done in a week, and so you need to realize it's a process.
You're not going to do it in a week.
Yeah.
No matter what, it's
a process. Yeah.
As Hemingway said, all first drafts are crap.
Yeah.
You know, your purpose is to get from crap to good, mm-hmm. and then maybe from good to great, and that takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
And it's a team sport. You know that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you've called me in distress, not in distress, but you say, wow, you know, can you take a look at this?
You've helped me. You're part of my process. And that's the other thing that you have to realize is there are a lot of people whenever you read, you know, I think one good thing to do, if you're thinking about writing a book, what do you think about this, Wally? Go find all the books you can find in your hands. It doesn't matter what kind of book they are. And go read the acknowledgments pages and see who the authors thanked, right? I mean, and you'll see the team members of that, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're likely to see three or four editors in that of different kinds. You'll certainly see the family. I mean, and one of the hard things about writing a book, if you're also running a business, is you got to keep up with that family stuff, too. You just can't shred your relationships for a year.
My last book had three paid editors, not counting my SOBs like you. Hey, Wally.
Yeah, well.
Wally, I got about a minute. Which of the books, of the three books you're recommending, can we talk about in a minute?
Let's talk about Atomic Habits.
All right. What about that?
Best book I've read on habits. Very well written and well structured. So you can get the value quickly. You can, if you just skim the subject or the chapter summaries, you'll get the basics of the book. Easy to put to work. It'll have a big impact on the way you live your life, the way you run your business.
It's about baby steps and small decisions, right?
Yes, it is. It is all about all of that.
Does he help you get cut to the chase on what's really important to you so you can get rid of the things that you think are important and are not important?
No, it's really more about once you know that, how to put things
Oh,
together.
I got you. It's a building block mechanical advice type thing.
Yes, it's that. For the other, I'd go for Greg McEwen's book, Essentialist.
There you go. All right, hold up. writingabookwithwally.com. I love that intuitive URL, writingabookwithwally.com. Wally Bach and I will be right back. More of this mayhem after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.